Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny.
Welcome to a very special midweek freeballin', everybody. And it's a very special one because it is Ed's birthday. It is his 30th.
Why did you're just gonna rip that band-aid off, just
it's 30, bro, you gotta do it. It's how it has to be done.
Quagmire better put his skin back on because one of us is about to freak out.
Yeah, man. I mean, so, yeah, happy birthday, bro. Welcome to the 30 Club. How's it feeling?
It feels... I think I'm going to need a few more beers.
All right, bet. So, but here's the question on everyone's mind. Have you had your existential crisis yet?
I have one every day. Every day, every week. I wake up and I have a crisis and my brain just goes, bro... Just go drink a Pepsi Max and you'll be good. And I'm like, maybe this is why I'm having so many of these existential crises. You just
need to chill on the Pepsi Max.
I've got to chill on the Pepsi Max. No. I've seen a lot of people around me become 30, and like, it doesn't really look like, you know, beyond like the memes and the jokes. Doesn't really feel like anything changes. I think just because people like me and you, we're so career orientated, the sort of banality of everyday life, like, it takes a while to hit.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't hit me now because I'm so busy. The year's just started. That's the problem this time of year. Like, it's also a problem, like, all of my friends are like, I drank so much over Christmas. I'm trying to get back into work. Work has started for some people, and my birthday is like 9 times out of 10, unless it's like some form of a leap year or some shit, my birthday is always midweek, and I'm just like, that couldn't be more wank, like, because I want to go out and enjoy myself, man. Like, that's the beauty of working my own hours. I'm like, I'm just gonna give myself the fucking day off,
do whatever the fuck I want,
but no one else can. So then I'm like, oh, do you want to go chill on the weekend, you know? So yeah, man, but you know, I'm gonna be taking it easy. I was like, yeah, nah, I get you. We kind of, you know, when you're busy downing pints of champagne for New Year's, which I may or may not have actually done, you know, taking it easy the couple of weeks in January is what you're gonna do.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone else is drinking pints of champagne for New Year's, but maybe, I don't remember. I don't remember what happened at New Year's. I got home. I'm safe. I think
I definitely think going into your 30s, there's more of that. I guess you're okay. You're more okay with, from what I've noticed, you're more okay with not really going out and doing much. Don't get me wrong. There's still like that desire to do it, but going out, spending money on drinks versus staying in, drinking what you already have.
Yeah.
And when watching movies, making yourself some food, it sounds 1,000 times better.
Like, honestly, we did Belfast for one of my mates' 30ths. We did London for you. My other friend had this big, big family bash, like family and friends hired out this big hall. It was a surprise birthday. It was the first time I'd seen a surprise birthday party actually work. So kudos to his wife for organizing that. Good Lord. Yep. Well done. I know some other friends, like one of my best friends has his birthday later in the year and is like, that's when his honeymoon's planned. There's a family holiday planned. His cousins want to take him away. And I'm kind of like, I've got my plan in September, so, like, boys, I'm happy just to go to Nando's, go to Cineworld, watch a movie, eat some food, and then go to a pub and, like, just, you know, one or two drinks. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not saying I'm okay with that now, and then I'm going to send you a text in a couple of weeks later and be like, my fucking birthday was shit, man. No one did anything. And it's like, no, I'm actually I'm happy with the chill. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly starting to find the chill better. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, the plans were cancelled. Oh, no, I say, putting on my headset, turning on my Xbox and getting ready for a night of games.
Sinking into gaming.
Yeah. What a shame. Our awesome plans have fallen through. Why don't you tell me what happened and I'll reply in a couple of hours. Like. But then I've got all these plans for like my 30th and I'm like, are they all going to happen? Well, London's never going to happen because I've already got that booked. But nothing else is booked. So I'm like, oh no. I can watch playoff football that the Seahawks won't be in. Fuckers. They could be. The NFL season ends on Sunday and I'm excited.
I will say though, when it comes to like the 30th, it's one of the birthdays that I think has a little more of a gravitas around it. Because you're celebrating.
I think there's more of an expectation.
For me, you know, I went to the first time going to the UK. It was to celebrate my 30th, and that was, you know, because again, you're turning 30. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, a lot of people didn't make it to 30, and those, you know, pilgrims. A lot of people didn't make it to 30 because, you know, they were dying and getting murdered and shit.
The 27 Club.
Exactly. So it's a big deal, and I feel like one of those. It's, you know, it's okay to kind of make a big deal out of a. I feel like after you hit a certain age, if you make a big deal out of your birthday, it's kind of sad. Like, certain birthdays are okay to make a big deal out of. 30th is one of them. 40th. It's basically every decade from now on.
30th has become more of a thing for our generation. Because
I think,
like, the generation before us, our parents, like, I remember growing up and the whole life begins at 40 thing. That was a huge craze in the mid-noughties. That's because, like, our parents never really got a chance to experience their 30ths. My mum and dad already had me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife have already got their two kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so yeah, their 30th happened and it's like, it was okay to, like, let loose for a bit. But I think there's more of an aura of celebrating it now because there's a lot less people having stag do's, so you're thinking, oh, if I'm not having a stag, where else can I sort of make the time with my friends who are maturing in their own ways, in their own journeys? Mm-hmm. How can we make the time for something significant to make the time for? And if it's not a stag do, it's your 30th.
I think there's definitely like a bigger disparity in terms of like, you know, 30 us as 30-year-olds. Versus our parents as 30-year-olds, you know, like you mentioned, you know, why, you know, they're married, they're having kids and jobs and all this stuff. that's not where we are. And like we have, you know, we know people who are married and doing all that stuff, but
yeah,
the lifestyles are very different. And you 100%. Know, the lifestyles don't always conform to that kind of, you know, life setup. And I think, and that's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that. I definitely think it brings more of like that awareness to being 30. And I feel like more so like looking at our 20s, the idea of, you know, the idea of being 20, kind of figuring out who you are.
Figuring out who you know, are, you're learning, you're going out a little bit more.
And I think when you become, when you're 30, like when you turn 30, it's, for me, when I turned 30, it felt more like not figuring out who I am, being, it's learning to be comfortable with who I am.
Yes.
Which is very, which I think is so much more important. Because you can figure out all day long. Because you're always going to discover something else. You're always going to want to change. If you're not growing and changing, you're dying, basically. Yeah. So I feel like when you're turning 30, you hit that level of like comfort with yourself, that level of comfort with how, in the direction you're growing in. Mm. It's a little bit easier to accept certain aspects of your life and like be okay with certain aspects of your life.
Damn, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah. Deep shit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I turned 30. That fucking switch got turned on, bro.
I was gonna say, bro, can I find that switch? Where is that switch? My room's so dark. I'm so alone.
I don't know.
It's so cold.
I traveled to a foreign country on my 30th, and that switch got turned on. You gotta travel somewhere foreign, bro, and that shit'll turn on for you.
I ain't traveling any. Like, I'm going to Amsterdam in April. Does that count?
Yeah, fuck it.
maybe the switch is in Amsterdam. There'll be something in Amsterdam.
Some kind of switch in Amsterdam. Oh shit.
No, I'm looking forward to, you know, this isn't like, I don't want to, I really don't really like making a big deal out of my birthdays. Mm-hmm. Never have, never will. Being 30 doesn't mean any difference to me. I don't need the big 30 balloons, the big cards or anything like that. Don't really need the gifts, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to just, you know, be with the ones that I love, the ones that love me. And just, you know, just keep going. That's the, you know, that's the trick. This, you know, this it is nowhere near the ending. And even if it is, I ain't gonna know.
Very true.
No one ever knows.
Nope.
I could get into my car on the day of my birthday, go to the shops and get T-boned. Boom. Done. I don't know.
Damn.
So, you know, just make the most of every birthday, make the most of every day.
Yep. No, I feel that. I feels that. Right.
How are we gonna how are we gonna transition, bro?
Well, I was, you know, just fuck, you know?
You gonna rip that band-aid off too?
I was gonna. Nah, so, you know, obviously, it'd be your birthday special. You want to do something a little bit different, and I'm 100% ready for it. You know, obviously, we're both very avid comic book nerds. We're both big comic book movie fans. Mm. So, and there are two villains in comic books that are compared all the time, probably more than any other villains. And that's, you know, we're talking Thanos and we're talking Darkseid.
Yes, sir.
And you know, they each have their respective heroes that they deal with all the time. And, you know, they get their comeuppance from time to time. But what would happen if these heroes switched villains? And what teams would be necessary to take these fuckers down? And that's exactly what we're going to get into after the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello there. So after the welcome back everybody. Just before the break, we were celebrating my 30th. We were talking about sort of what it means to be 30, whether or not I've learned anything, and we discovered that no, I haven't. But I will soon.
At some point, yes.
But we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, and that's sort of a switcheroo of sorts with the big Marvel Thanos villain and Darkseid from DC, and sort of I've got an eyelash in my hair, in my mouth. No, I hate that shit. Hi, I'm alive. I'm back. I'm fine. I think I got. Did I get it? I don't know if I got it. It might be more than an eyelash, bro. It might be an honest to God piece of hair. Where from, bruv?
That's a haircut. Horrible.
I have a haircut recently. There it is. Got it. Finally. Right. So, Thanos from Marvel is being brought down by DC characters, and Darkseid from DC is being brought down by Marvel characters. That's how we're doing this, and sort of, you know, it's like we could have easily just said, well, we're just going to use the team that beat Thanos to beat Darkseid. We're just going to use the Justice League. It's like, no, I've gone a little bit eclectic. I've had a real good think about my characters, because there is a character missing from my team that most people would be like, no way. Like, you can't not have this guy. I was like, well, actually, against Thanos, he's useless. Because I've got Thanos, like, the only stipulation I have is, like, in terms of Thanos, as with or without the gauntlet, he's a menace, but I've got Thanos with the gauntlet. Like, he's got all the Infinity Stones, so I had to think about, like, this man can, like, use time, manipulate reality. He's got the Power Stone, like, the Mind Stone, the Soul Stone. He's got all, like, he has all them motherfuckers. He's ready to kick some ass and, you know, snap some. Maybe he's already snapped in this universe, and I've had to make a team with who's alive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, do we just want to? How do we want to do this? Do you want to talk us through your team, and then we'll talk through my team?
Well, I just kind of wanted, because I did kind of give myself a stipulation with Darkseid too. You gave yourself one with Thanos, you know, Thanos with the gauntlet. And I don't know if you're familiar with Darkseid from Justice League Apocalypse War.
No, I'm not.
So in this animated universe, he beat the Justice League.
Oh, shit.
You know, he took over the world and stuff.
Yeah.
And the way he did that, you know how, I don't know if you're familiar with his army, his henchmen, they're the parademons.
Yes.
So in this universe, what he did was after Superman beat
Steppenwolf.
What is his name? No, Doomsday. After he beat Doomsday.
Okay, yeah.
Darkseid takes Doomsday's body, dissects it, and uses it to create Doomsday parademons.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So the my stipulation is, this is Darkseid with an army of Doomsday demons.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Sheesh. huge.
Because the idea is to make these guys the strongest versions of themselves, so you want to build the team.
Yeah, I needed, So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine going one and one if that's one kind of one. How you want to do it.
I've basically, you want to start with team leaders?
Yeah, hit me with that team leader.
So my team leader is Superman.
I need
some form of Captain America, someone to rally the troops, the I can do this all day kind of guy, sort of lawful good. If you know sort of character archetypes, you've got neutral good, chaotic evil, all that kind of shit. But we need some guy who's top left, lawful good, thinks for the little man. He could be beating the shit out of someone, but if Thanos is displaced a car or some shit, he's gonna go save that. It happens in Aquaman 2, actually, and it was a nice moment. Aquaman actually has a moment to defeat Black Manta, but Black Manta in Atlantis has fucked up this kind of hyperspeed Atlantean trail that Aquaman has to save, otherwise everyone on there is gonna die and it's gonna crash into sort of a cityscape below. It does. Black Manta actually kind of destroys Atlantis to a certain extent. But it's I like it when humans do that. It's there's getting the villain, but there's also sort of you're here to save the people.
Yeah.
Very Spider-Man-esque kind of thing. And I just think, even in the MCU, Captain America didn't get snapped. And I'm kind of thinking if Thanos has already snapped in this universe, Superman wouldn't be snapped. Mm-hmm. Now, I've just got Superman. There's no Superman Prime. Superman, ex-Doomsday Death Superman. He's not, in the black suit. He's just plain old fucking Superman. Yeah. Which, in my opinion, still beats Goku, because this motherfucker's powered by the fucking sun. Goku's not. But yeah, so I need the boy. I need the
The big blue Boy Scout.
No, the Boy Scout, pretty much. Yeah, the Boy Scout. Yeah. The Boy Scout on roids. Yep. Yeah, man. I think it was a good place to start. And I think if there's everyone else I'm going to say afterwards, it would be him to sort of bring them together. They'd need a reason to sort of fall under the banner of forming a team. Where, there's no one else in the DC universe who could lead the team. People would say Batman, but he's, in the shadows, silent but deadly. Speak when spoken to. Superman will.
Yeah.
He's just fucking Superman. There's nothing more. There's nothing more that need be said. Who's your team leader, bro?
So I kind of went in a little bit of a different direction in terms of the team leader, where it's my team leader isn't serving inspiration necessarily. Mm-hmm. They're more of the reluctant leader. In my head, in this universe, a lot of heroes have already been taken out.
Yeah.
And they don't want to step up, but they know that they're the best chance that people have if they step up.
Star-Lord.
So for me, no, Captain Marvel. Damn.
Captain Marvel. Oh. Sorry, when you said reluctant leader, I had a Guardian of the Galaxy in my mind. I've opened a beer and, there's dribble. You see, this is why I hate being 30. 29 year old me wouldn't have dribbled. I would have been the perfect pour, but no, I'm getting older. My shaky hands, bro. Arthritis kicking in already. What time is it? It's 8. It's 8:40. As soon as we finish, I'm going to bed. It's fucking Thursday, bro. It's
fucking A.
Why are we here? Captain Marvel. Sorry, that's why we're
Captain
here.
Captain Marvel. Yes, sir.
I want to know more. I want to know more behind this reasoning.
So, looking at her from the comics, from the movies, there's that lone wolf aspect to her character that I think, you get from, you know, you see her and you're like, you don't really think leader necessarily, but she has on more than one occasion stepped up to that leader position. She did so in, you know, in the Marvels. She did so during Civil War II. It wasn't a great story, but she stood up as
I enjoy as a Civil War II. I'm one of those Civil War II stans.
I think I just preferred the original one. It wasn't bad by any means. It wasn't bad by any means, but you know, for Captain Marvel, it was definitely a good, you know, I can be the leader if need be.
Yeah.
So I think that, and you know, her having this immense power level would put her on par as a great leader. And you know, when it comes down to like a one-on-one 1v Darkseid, I can see her pulling off
100%. She could beat the shit out of Darkseid. Full powered, really going for it, Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. I would struggle to find anyone who would beat her in terms of a villain. Maybe the Batman who laughs, but that's like Omnibus, its own universe kind of thing.
Whole other thing,
Hold of a bag of squirrels. bag of squirrels.
All right, bro, give me that number two.
My number two, so my sort of, not my, like sort of, I sort of said to myself, who is the next big character that helped defeat Thanos besides Captain America leading? And I sort of like most people would say, oh, it'd be Iron Man because...
Mm-hmm.
Just because Iron Man got the gauntlet and clicked his thumbs didn't really mean he was the most pivotal character. I think it was Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of had to think, like, there's a lot of magic wielders. I could have said Constantine. I could have said Lucifer. I could have said Raven. But then I said Santana, dude. All great choices.
Yeah.
We're forgetting one. I went with Dr. Fate.
Damn.
I think if you had Dr. Fate versus Dr. Strange, Dr. Fate would win.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, just this man's like, he is a man out of time,
mm-hmm.
but is then everywhere. He's everywhere where he needs to be. He's almost like, if he was in Marvel, he'd be Watcher.
I can see that.
Yeah, like that is his power level within the DC universe. He is where he needs to be. And I think it was like perfectly casted Pierce Brosnan in Black Adam, but hideously underutilized.
Oh, yeah.
Like they nerfed the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I forgot who the baddie in Black Adam even was, because who was it? Was it Black Adam?
No.
Who was the baddie in Black Adam?
Some dude used a sky beam to like turn himself into a monster or some shit like that.
Yeah, but why did Dr. Fate have to sacrifice himself
to like reinvigorate Black Adam? It was stupid.
All I remember is Dwayne Johnson's big ass head flying into like the rest of his body. It's kind of like Lego size.
I was so like,
bro, you're the one who made fun of Tyrese Gibson for this shit. Don't undo that, bro, because you got a big ass head, bro. You know how badly he's reeling after Black Adam? He's now working on A24 for like some form of like indie, you know, more than action, more than a paycheck kind of movie. And I was like, everyone in the comments was like, yo, even this guy's trying to forget Black Adam happened.
Yep. Yep. He was like, I'm not, I it was funny because he posted out where he was like, you know, the movies don't all have to be about the box office. You know, I want to do something about humanity and stuff. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I agree, A24
wants that paycheck. Yeah.
Yep.
You want that paycheck.
It's like, you are the paycheck, motherfucker. That's why you're being hired by them. Relax.
Yeah. Chill your beans, bro. You're not special. But yeah, I think Dr. Fate would be a great character to sort of be alongside Superman. Could shut down whatever time manipulation or even reality manipulation he tries to use. Dr. Fate could sort of, you know, in a kind of like say Thanos tries to use the Time Stone and the Reality Stone in a kind of Mysterio kind of way, Dr. Fate could help the team sort of
see through
that, like give everyone spider sense to a certain extent. That's how powerful this motherfucker is. Just being near his presence, like, sort of empowers you. He's like kind of like the healer when you're playing an RPG. No one wants to play as them, but when you do play as them and you're good, you are the most respected character. You get a shit ton of points. You're the MVP. Like, Dr. Fate would easily be the MVP in a sort of this DC team versus Thanos. Although I have something else for reality manipulation, and I think I think my choice is pretty good there. But yeah, who's your next character? It doesn't have to be necessarily someone magic wielding, but
no, I definitely have someone magic wielding, and I was thinking about it for a minute too, because it was like you kind of want your biggest guns, right? When you're fighting these villains and, you know, their forces and shit.
Yeah.
And you think Marvel in terms of like magic, Doctor Strange is probably one of the big guns. He's not the biggest gun though.
Oh shit.
So my pick is the Scarlet Witch.
The Scarlet Witch. Nice. See, all you need, you don't have to do anything else. Just let me do my other three. You're good. Even with your Doomsday parademons. Scarlet Witch and Captain Marvel?
That's the team.
That's the team.
Nah, but like, I think for this,
that's
in
a good
the
choice.
Way that...
I like, there's a lot of people out there. I'm just trying to get myself comfortable, and I've really hurt my leg doing so. Ow. Edward, why? I'm obsessed with sitting on one on like sitting on a leg right now. I don't know why. that's how old I'm getting, I guess. But oh, I respect not going with Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Because I mean, let's face it. And as strong as Strange is, he's nowhere near as powerful as Wanda is.
The only Doctor Strange variant that is as powerful as Wanda is a Doctor Strange variant that can't be trusted, Supreme Strange.
Exactly. So for, and you know, as far as, you know, being able to trust Wanda, you know, Scarlet Witch, she you know, when push comes to shove, for the most part, when needed, she is there. You know, we've seen in multiple iterations that she can throw down with the best of them, almost completely tearing fucking Thanos a new one in Endgame. So you know we know that she's extremely, extremely useful in a fight of that magnitude. So I definitely think, you know, for she's a solid pick. And I think when it comes to magical ability, she trumps Strange.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Right, so my next one is, I actually needed a Scarlet Witch on my team. So Dr. Fate isn't like sort of the Scarlet, like, he's not going to be throwing down pew pew beams kind of shit, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I also said I can't need a Scarlet Witch. It's like, wait, fuck me, Starfire.
Nice.
Yeah, good go. Yes, sir. She is basically both of those combined. She is a god. She is. And she is basically Scarlet Witch in terms of the way she wields magic as a sort of a weapon rather than a sort of a, like a, like, rather than utilize magic to help, it's like it's wielded.
Yeah.
And if she's like, you know, we have like a fully powered Starfire, so her fire is blue, not red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's actually like, she's there to fucking, you know, kick ass, take names, but she ain't bothered about the names. Like, hair's all on fire and shit, her eyes are glowing. Like, she means fucking business. There's a good chance, like, if Dr. Fate got in the way, he that helmet would need a scrub. Like, steer clear. She's definitely sort of, she'd be on ad patrol is what I would put it. Like, when you and a couple of friends are playing the same game, most games these days, will increase the number of enemies and it'll actually be more difficult. So what would happen is while someone's aggroed the boss, your tank is aggroing the boss, sort of tanking those hits, you and your other friends who do like can deal DPS at a steady rate, what you would do is take out the sort of the additions. So like, mm-hmm. and then once a few waves are done, everyone comes together, damage to the big guy. Because like, of course, Thanos yeah. with the gauntlet is going to be coming in, like we, you know, Darkseid with the parademons, the Doomsday parademons. Thanos would be there with his big ship, his army and shit. So like, yeah. you know, someone would need to be there, sort of doing the four, sort of hammer, Stormbreaker. You know, like when he lands yeah. in Wakanda and just everyone's mm-hmm. wiped the fuck out for all of yeah. 2 seconds. The sort of the zombie-like army that's just never ending, you know.
Yeah.
Even though you all you ever see is you winning, then there's the cutscene of like everyone being overrun and like, hang on, what the fuck? Speaking of that shit happening, Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the shit out of like who's the flame bitch? Wraith. I beat the shit. I didn't even take damage. I take out health, then there's a cutscene, and this bitch hits me once, and I'm like, eh. And I'm like, yo, give me control, and that wouldn't have happened. And then it's like, oh, we're in another room. Okay, she's got all of her health back somehow. Cool, do it again. Don't take damage. And yep. then cutscene. Eh. I'm like, dude, stop giving the game control. The game sucks. It's like the suspension of disbelief, the immersion is kind of lost. Yeah. The only like
game's a fucking noob, man.
The game's a fucking noob, man. But then again, the like the Spider Venom to Kraven to Spider Venom versus Miles. Now, mm-hmm. now that was a good. Now that that's a sick. Transition of fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, so good. So I had Starfire as yeah. my third. Who's your third? Who on your team is taking out the additions? Who's on sort of who's gunning them down?
So this is what I'm calling effectively my trump card.
Okay.
Now the you know the player on the team.
Jeffrey Epstein had a trump card.
Very different. We need to find a different fucking way to say this, because like trump card it ain't the sauce no more.
Who's your wild card? Like you said, your wild card.
A wild card.
Wild card, baby.
Well, that's the thing, because wild card and trump card are very different in my head. Wild card, you know, kind of like the one you don't really see coming, and you know this trump card is like when you play this, you know you're gonna do some damage.
You're gonna do some damage. Your damage dealer.
Trump. Yeah, absolutely. So for me, it was very difficult because there are so many fucking heavy hitters.
Yes.
In Marvel. But when I think heavy hitters and I think wiping shit out and just the just in waves of shit, there is no one better. I'm going green. I'm going the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. Dude. Shout out to the MCU, by the way. For including the Freak, a character mm-hmm. I never thought we were ever going to get any kind of rendition of. Clearly, yeah. someone over in like the brainstorm over there is like, yo, like, fuck it. And like, we got that motherfucker twice in What If season 2, which, yep. by the way, is like 1,000 times better than season 1.
Oh, it's so good. It's
but
so
yeah,
good.
If you have like the Incredible Hulk, not the Incredible Hulk that's somehow getting beaten by fucking She-Hulk, you actually have Incredible Hulk like sort of mm-hmm. doing bits. Yeah,
yeah, yep. I'm just this motherfucker is going around ripping these parademons in half, beating them with like the arms that he tears off and shit. That is the Hulk that I'm going for. That is
he's
the Hulk
taking
that
down
I'm
like you've got the Hulk taking down the Leviathan kind of shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is going after these fuckers.
That is Okay, yeah, now you definitely don't need anyone else on your team.
Yeah, no. I mean, I still got a couple more people, but I feel like these people are like, they're just kind of there for the ride at this point.
Like, I swear to God, if you had Wolverine, it's over.
What's up?
Spoilers. So, you know how earlier I said I had a different reality manipulator?
Yeah.
Everyone's just gone, oh, Green Lantern. Oh, Hal Jordan. No, fuck you, John Stewart.
I honestly think he's a better Green Lantern.
This motherfucker was more of a soldier. He was he was smarter. He was more level-headed. Hal had a bit of a... For DC, they kind of made him the quippy guy.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a Spider-Man kind of thing. And I just don't think it ever worked. I just find Hal annoying in the Injustice games, even in the comic books. When I give him a voice, it's whiny and it's annoying. And we've already got Barry Allen being whiny and annoying. Yeah. I just don't think we ever needed it. And I think that's the reason why we never really got a chance to see him in the DCEU. Was because of how like too much like Barry Allen he would be, how much screen time he would need. But I just think John Stewart, he gets the ring and he just immediately understands like the sense of responsibility that he has.
Yeah.
And I just think even like, you know, Hal comes up with like, oh, I need to hit someone really hard. Here's a truck. Whereas John Stewart's just like, here's a big fuck off gun inside a gun inside a gun. Like what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like,
yeah.
Like literally John Stewart comes over like Tom Hardy in Inception, just goes, don't be afraid to dream a little bit bigger, darling. And just pulls out the grenade launcher. Like, I just think he's a much better wielder of the ring. In my opinion. And I think against, you know, the Reality Stone, I think John Stewart could easily sort of could break through that sort of, you know, mind altering reality that Thanos would try to use.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, sure. So it kind of not magic, like sort of. I don't know how to describe my inclusion here, but like just. You know, sort of a jack of all trades. Like when necessary, can do damage to the boss, but can also take out ads. But then is also sort of can help come up with the plan. Kind of like Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I would say, like sort of, you know, like you said earlier, the reluctant hero, but ready to always ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, did he sort of never back down kind of thing. There would be moments where I feel like John Stewart would have to sort of, like, he'd come in clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who's your clutch? There we go. That's what we're naming this guy. Who's your clutch guy?
Who's my clutch guy? So.
Spider-Man.
You need to fucking stop.
Who is it, and what, and why is it Spider-Man?
So it's Spider-Man. Like, so this is Spider-Man with the Iron Spider suit.
Nice.
The comic version, not the
version. I knew you were gonna go. Yeah,
and like, so I'm thinking about Spider-Man during this time. It's, you know, when he was working with Tony Stark, so he has the ability to. He's always a
before
smart
he gets twatted, hopefully.
Yeah. And like there's also that thing where he goes into business for himself and he builds Parker Industries and, you know, he builds all this great tech. So, you know that he can do the things that Iron Man can do. You know, he's not a dick about it. And, you know, I can't make a Marvel list and not include Spider-Man. I can't do
that's your this boy.
Whole thing. And like, but I also can't have this global catastrophe fight without a couple quips. You need a couple quips. Like, the world's ending, but you need a positive. You need
Spider-Man's earned that guy. Hal isn't that guy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Spider-Man's
that guy.
Agree. So, like, I definitely see Spider-Man as the guy who's like, okay, you know, you send you send the big guns in to fight the big people. He's going in the back to shut down whatever this motherfucker is, you know, doing to, like, you know, absorb the planet or whatever, or, you know, that kind of thing. He's the brains, and it's totally fine with him being the brains, because you also know when push comes to shove, he has the brawn to back it up.
Yeah.
So when you say, you know, the clutch guy, Spider-Man's my clutch. He's always going to be my clutch dude.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All right, bro. Hit me with that number five. Hit me with the wild card.
The wild card. So I feel like I already guessed yours earlier. And if I'm right, I love myself. Because
I'm so annoyed.
Because I have your version in my, like, it. For, I don't know how to describe it. It's fucking Lobo.
Okay.
That's
a hell of a wild card there.
That's a hell of a wild card. The I will be a hero when I need to be. But it's like, other than that, I am Lobo. I'm not a villain. I'm not a hero. I'm not an anti-hero. I'm fucking Lobo.
Lobo. Yep.
Like, if Jason Momoa is going to come back to DC, he's not coming back as Aquaman. He's coming back as fucking Lobo. And you know he wants to be. You know he probably, was when he got, asked to visit DC, he was like, yo, is this for Lobo?
I'm pretty sure he wanted to be Lobo 1,000 times more than he ever wanted to be fucking Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Do you know how, you've not seen Aquaman 2 yet?
No, not yet.
The way this shit ends, as the DCEU as a whole, bro, fucking stupid. fucking stupid. But yeah, Lobo, man, his healing factor is unmatched. He's got invulnerability. He's super strong. He's got the super speed. So, I needed someone with super speed. But, this guy is I don't want to be running with super speed. Can I sort of put my super speed into a motorcycle? Oh, yeah, I can. Can I do that whilst I'm smoking a cigar? Oh, yeah, I can. And then he's also got, this sort of low-key Ghost Rider-like move where he'll just look into someone's eyes and, they'll just melt from the inside out. It's fucking awesome. He's such a good character, honestly. In terms of... You know, I could have easily said Cyborg. I could have easily said Martian Manhunter. The monitor, the presence.
Mm-hmm.
All these super impossibly powerful guys. I even had Batman was never in my list. Never even considered him. That's who's missing from my list. It was between Lobo and Lex Luthor.
I think
what does Batman bring as a sort of an Iron Man kind of character? And I was like, I kind of always thought Lex Luthor would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way Lex Luthor's mind works for me is his mind works to win. Whereas Batman works to sort of level the playing field. Lex Luthor's I know how to level the playing field with a nuke.
I'll burn the field down.
Burn
that's
the field.
How you level it.
Yeah. These cows are growing. These cows keep coming onto my land. How do I stop them coming? Burn the field, bro. And then
no reason to come out.
If that still doesn't work, shoot the cows, bro. Whereas Batman's I can gravel all the cows and then put them so far away. It's like, no, man. Stop doing too much.
Yeah.
Christ. Wake up a little bit later, do just enough, and have a beer, and then go home. Whereas Batman's I've got to wake up super early, got to do all this work, and then go to bed. Never. It's like,
yeah.
No wonder Lex Luthor is. No wonder Lex Luthor's happier. But then I sort of said to myself, Lex Luthor's still human. I need someone who kind of, at this point, is more than human. Ah. Oh. Oh, yes, Lobo. And, this was the guy, Injustice, the first Injustice game, this was my main. Mm-hmm. As soon as they released this motherfucker, I was like, I ain't playing no one else ever. I fucking love this guy. We definitely. I hope James Gunn has in his mind some form of Lobo movie or moment coming in. I have no idea at this point where the fuck they're even going. I know it's just revealed. He said he still wants Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I was like, bro, if you're rebuilding, just rebuild.
Yeah.
There are other actresses.
Even Margot Robbie was like, she wants Harley to be the character that, you know, that she could pass on to someone else.
All of these actors want, like, kind of want that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it, like, just go into the rebuild. But then he's like, why do we still have Peacemaker? I have no idea. At this point, I just don't think this man's obsessed with, like, you know, James Gunn and friends. Because wherever he goes, his wife will fucking follow.
I mean, is that not how marriage works?
It doesn't need to be in every single fucking project, bro.
Fair point.
Yeah, man. Who's your wild card? I'm intrigued.
Right. So, my wild card. And I was thinking about it quite a bit. You know, I was like, it needs to be. It just needs to be someone, you know, kind of crazy, kind of out there, kind of like there's a level of like, what the fuck to him.
Wolverine.
So the Human Torch.
Human Torch. Oh. Just the way you said, like, a level of what the fuck about him. It was like, I kind of had that moment. It's like, hey, do you want to join a team? Fuck off. Okay, cool.
No, it's, I'm fucking with you. Of course it's Wolverine. Oh, of course it's Wolverine.
You fucking had me, you son of a bitch. You had me in the first half, I ain't gonna lie.
I fucking had to, dude. You kept bringing him up. I'm like, God damn it.
Fucked me, bro.
But I mean, how for no reason other than seeing Wolverine fucking up some parademons, just going full on berserker rage, dude. That is all you need. He needs point me at what I need to kill, and I'll go fucking kill it. Cause he is the best at what he does, and what he does isn't very nice.
100%. And you also need someone to sort of have that banterous back and forth between Hulk. And if it's not Thor, it's Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time we fucking saw Wolverine was Wolverine, was Thor, and Hulk.
You know what's great? I would almost love to see, like, the Hulk and Wolverine have, like, a, how many did you take down? I took down this many. I took down more than that. Oh, yeah, I could take down more. I bet you can't. Like, just these two dick measuring contests to see how many of these fucking things I can kill.
I'm sitting comfortable on 73. What the bloody hell did he do that for? He twitched. Maybe because he's got my axe embedded in his cranium. That still only counts as one. Sorry, whenever someone says, like, kill count, dick measuring, Gimli and Legolas have that shit on lock, bro. Just got Legolas. 1, 2, 16, 17. I remember being 12 years old, seeing Legolas use the shield to sort of slide down the stairs. And I was like, ah. But yeah, like, so... In all honesty, I feel like our teams are pretty good.
Yeah, man. So you want to do a quick recap? So give me your team in its entirety.
So my team in its entirety, team leader, Superman, my magic wielder, Dr. Fate, my sort of ad patrol damage dealer is Starfire. My sort of clutch character is John Stewart as the Green Lantern. And then sort of the wild card is Lobo.
Nice. On my end, my team leader. So I've got the reluctant leader, Captain Marvel. I've got my magic wielder, Scarlet Witch. I've got my ace in the hole, is what I'm going to go with, Incredible Hulk. Nice. My clutch, Spider-Man. Iron Spider-Man. And my wild card is Wolverine.
Nice. Okay.
And I think these are solid fucking teams.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Whose team beats who?
You motherfucker. I mean,
if you block out the sun, your team, but if the sun is still there, Superman ain't going nowhere, bro. Like,
I mean, honestly, Scarlet Witch can wreck Superman, dude. One of his biggest weaknesses is magic.
True. But then I've got Dr. Fate to wreck Scarlet Witch.
True. Then you got the Hulk to wreck everyone else.
I've got Lobo who ain't dying. Lobo would literally laugh in the face of every punch Hulk would give at him.
I want Lobo and Wolverine.
Wolverine. Like, they would be... Yep. They would, like, everyone else is fighting in, like, downtown New York or some shit. Lobo and Wolverine's like, you want to go, like, fight in a jungle, like, somewhere? To
It's just, like, in the middle of a forest clearing. Yeah. It's just them two.
Literally, yeah. And it's, like, and they just fuck each other up. Yep. Like, that's the post-edit, post-credit scene. Everyone's happy, hunky-dory. These two motherfuckers are still going... They'd probably end up fucking, you know, sucking dick. I like the way you punch. I like the way you take it. Yeah? I should take something else, big boy. Okay, bub. You want to see what else is adamantium?
You've clearly given this quite a bit of thought.
No.
No.
Think nothing about boobs and vaginas. Yeah. Woo.
Oh man.
It'd be pretty good. Right, so I would watch that. This team, my team versus your team, I would watch like a sort of
I think it's a solid matchup, honestly.
It's a solid matchup, but I honestly, like, at end of the day, my team has no answer for Hulk.
Yeah.
The sheer force, brutality, and power that mm-hmm. Hulk brings. No, like, Superman could try. John Stewart, maybe, with the right powers. But again, like, there's that moment where John Stewart has to, like, sort of, he has to think.
And it's his battery Hulk, is...
Yeah.
The power in his ring isn't infinite.
Yeah,
he needs 100%. To recharge it.
Yeah.
Hulk doesn't
need to recharge shit.
I would say he's kind of in the same vein of Superman, where like his power comes from the sun, where the Hulk, it's the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. So there's mm-hmm. really no cap to either of their powers. So if it's one of those fights that just keeps going and going and going, that, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah,
I'll just recruit Black Widow just to sort of, you know, suck Hulk's fucking zucchini off, and then. There'd be no energy left.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
His oversized cucumber, bro.
Jesus.
Alright, everyone. Right,
I think that's where we're gonna end it.
Young Edwards, well, not so young Edwards 30th special of Freeballing. We hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, fuck you. But don't forget to share us. Don't forget to leave a like, leave a comment. Who's on your team? You know, who would you change up? Who did we get right? Who did we get wrong? Who did we forget? Remember that me and Sebastian aren't the most knowledgeable. We don't read comic books all the time. You know, we watch what we watch. We read what we read. We built mm-hmm. teams that we comfortably know and could talk about. But tell us, you know, by all means, let us know who we forgot and who we should read up on. Like, you know, sort of, hey, if you, you know, you said John Stewart for such and such, I'd recommend someone else. You know, let us know. You know, we love that knowledge. But yeah, you know, we'll be around. Episodes are going to be coming when they can, because Big Man is about to make Big Man moves. I want to wish him good luck.
Thank you, sir.
I think we're recording next on January 15th, right?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. So, yeah, we'll get you some episodes, and then...
We'll be around.
We have possibly, towards the end of January, some interesting developments in the world of freeborning. We'll keep you updated. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir. All right, everyone. Take it sleazy.
Now, bon nuit. Bon nuit to you all.
Come join us on this trip. Now I'm like throwing out the scripts.
Come on, man. Come join us on the trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the scripts. Ah, we don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.